Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is declared the eternal capital of Israel by the Prime Minister and confirmed by the Israeli Knesset. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The headline for this report is correct. Howbeit, it is a headline from Israel dating back over 60 years to the time when, on December the 13th, 1949, David Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister, declared to the members of the Israeli government meeting in Tel Aviv that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish state of Israel, and the Israeli legislative body, the Knesset, approved the declaration. The Israeli government action followed the United Nations declaration that Jerusalem must be internationalized, to which David Ben-Gurion responded that Jerusalem is an integral part of Israel, its eternal capital, and no United Nations resolution can change such an historic fact. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Though the world doesn't recognize the historic prophetic fact that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish state of Israel, as so declared by Israel's first prime minister, David Ben-Gurion, the Bible confirms this fact and says it is absolute. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In December of 1949, the then Prime Minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, made the unilateral declaration that Jerusalem was the eternal capital of the Jewish state of Israel, and that no United Nations resolution could change that fact. Ben-Gurion added that Jerusalem was made the capital of the Jewish people some 3,000 years ago, a declaration made by the second king of Israel, King David. The counter-declaration by Ben-Gurion that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel was a political declaration that is in perfect harmony with many passages in the Bible. In the Davidic covenant found in 2 Samuel 7, the Lord promised the Jewish people that he will give them a place to dwell and that they will move no more. That's verse 10. The Davidic covenant also confirms that the Jewish Messiah will rule a kingdom from a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and do that forever. In fact, God has committed to dwelling among the Jewish people in Jerusalem forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. Even on the new earth, called for in Isaiah 65 and 66, and in Revelation 21, the earthly city of Jerusalem will be the center of all spiritual activities. That's Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, and Isaiah chapter 2. David Ben-Gurion's declaration over 60 years ago that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish state of Israel is absolute. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...